How do we define process? I don't know. If rice came in a box, is that process?
So if you look at the ingredient list of anything, it tells you the story of that food.
Welcome to the Spartan Up podcast, hosted by Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan Race, and brought to you by Wild Health.
We are talking about overcoming obstacles. The same way we teach people to get over obstacles on the course, we will teach you here on the Spartan Up podcast to get over obstacles in your mind.
Get fully personalized healthcare based on your DNA, biometrics, and blood work with Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. Go to wildhealth.com and use the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Honey Stinger, made with organic honey and delicious ingredients. Use the code SPARTANATHLETE30 at honeystinger.com for 30% off to help you sweeten the burn.
I got a great one for you today. I know we're all trying to figure out what to eat, when to eat, how to be like completely optimized when it comes to food. I've got the man, performance chef, Mario Lima. We did a lot of work with the UFC. Funny enough, we have a mutual friend who I think Clint Wattenberg, who we had on this podcast, is still at UFC. And you've worked together with him and the Cornell wrestling team to turn them into some of the best wrestlers in the world. True?
Correct. Yeah, it's a funny story how all of this is connected and how I got here to Trifecta today.
Intertwined. But before we do, the reason I'm able to do this podcast with you is because we got great sponsors. There's a company called Action Water. I don't even know how many water companies there are. You know, you go into the store these days and you've got your choice of like 500 different waters. But Action Water is awesome because it's ion charged. It's alkaline. You can check it out at drinkaction.com. But it's great water. They've been awesome sponsors for us because one of the challenges when you're on the side of a mountain trying to feed and quench the thirst of 8,500 people in the sun, it's not easy. Action's making that happen. So thanks, Action. Get out there, drink some of their water. Let's get back to Mario. Mario, I've got 53 kids on the farm today. They're ages 8 to 16. Their parents are nervous as hell. What the hell is Joe doing with them here on the farm? Just to give you an idea how much they're working so you could help me with their meals.
Sure.
They're getting up at 5 a.m. They're carrying 80-pound bags of cement up a mountain for a couple hours. They're coming down, knocking out Murph. 300 squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, 2-mile run.
Jeez.
Then we're going to breakfast. That's all before breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What should they be eating? Like what is the perfect meal? I mean, basically they're UFC fighters, these little 13-year-olds.
Without the weight decrease, the weight cutting aspect of things, right? In this case, because they're growing, I think you just need to give them calories at this point. Like you just feed them whatever food they can get. They're probably burning an insane amount of energy at this point. So I think it's essential that they get a good balance of protein, carbs, and fats, you know, with a good mix of vegetables in there. I think generally everyone should consume that aspect or that composition of food. But when you're as active as these kids are, I don't think it really matters. You just need energy at that point.
No, so you look at the macros. I remember when I was doing these big, crazy races all around the world, I could consume anything. We were burning 14,000 calories a day, me and my team. But I guess my question is, if I consume calories that are really clean calories, am I going to get better performance? You don't see a difference?
For sure. In that aspect, absolutely. If we're going to get into, you know, those details, I mean, if you consume 4,000 calories of Twinkies, you know, there's going to be all sorts of issues. But providing high quality fuel, just like you fuel a Ferrari or a Formula One with the highest level of fuel, you know, it's the same with the body. The body also needs high quality fuel, and in that case, it's food, you know, wholesome food, vegetables, high quality proteins, heart healthy fats. And a good mix of vegetables, colorful vegetables all around. And that leads to performance being a much more sustainable, and leads to the body performing a lot better, over a long period of time.
it's funny because I subscribe to, but right before I got on the phone with you, I was on with some DNA experts. So I subscribe to more veggies, carbs are okay, and a little bit of protein. I love avocado. But the DNA guys I was just talking to right before I got on the phone with you, you know, everybody's a little different, right? Based on your DNA composition, maybe you perform better with a different diet. You find that?
DNA testing, it's in its infancy. And this is something we were discussing here at Trifecta internally yesterday, ironically. And we have an MD and staff, Kaya Connolly, and she's very well versed in the in the literature that surrounds these kind of diets, per se, DNA diets. And you know, there's no sound science that points one way or another. I think that there are genetic predispositions for sure that make a person burn a certain kind of fuel, meaning carbohydrates or fats, starchy carbohydrates or vegetables for that matter, better than others. For example, everybody in the Asian continent eats a lot of rice. And I remember, so I worked at Exos for about 2 years. Exos is a high intensity training center for athletes. The headquarters are in Phoenix. And we had the Chinese rowing team, I believe, come in, and they were training there. And culturally, Chinese eat everything with rice on the side. And if we're going to look at the macronutrient aspect of that, like, you have your main meal, and then you have, let's say, 50, 65, 85 grams of white rice on the side. How is that going to process in your body? You know, and if you give me that amount of carbohydrates, like, I'm from Bolivia, I'm Hispanic, born and raised in South America. I love my rice, but my body will blow up. But compared to them, they just process that like it's nothing. So I think there's a lot that we don't know about nutrition. Nutrition is a relatively young science. So yeah, that's my take on that.
I agree with that. I mean, logically, I say to myself, if you were, you know, 20th generation Eskimo, mm-hmm. and you lived on whale blubber, you probably don't do as well on rice, right? Your body has adapted through those generations. So it's logical. And for me, I found more veggies, love avocados for my fat, and mm-hmm. then not an enormous amount of, I think everybody could do without processed food. There's nobody that's got genetics that says processed foods are better.
And ultimately, I mean, nutrition, when I work with the UFC, one of the dietitians there, Reed Rail, who works in the UFC Shanghai facility, he said nutrition, we were talking about nutrition, and he said nutrition is so independent to every single body, because we know how it should work in a body, but nutrition is all about putting inputs into the body and seeing how the outputs are on every single body, because they're going to react differently, right? Like, your body's completely different from mine, completely different from anybody else's. It's like we're our own planet. So I think that's part of the process of learning what one's body likes and dislikes and adjusting to that. And that comes with iterations, that comes with practice, that comes with changing things. I think personally, the biggest challenge for me has been losing that last little bit of belly fat and understanding what my body likes or dislikes, and thinking about how my life has been, the activities I did. I was a soccer player and I ran track. So, you know, now that I'm older, like, what is my body like? So I think you bring up a really good point that nutrition ultimately is independent on a very, you know, minute scale.
I'm interested. I mean, Trifecta Nutrition, you're sitting there creating meals. You could send them overnight to my house or somebody's house. How does that, one of my fears with, like, if I've got a fridge full of food and a cupboard full of food, and then I get this great Trifecta meal that shows up, but I keep eating all the other stuff too, that's probably not ideal.
Yeah, maybe you should put your subscription on hold.
So is the idea, is that what you're seeing? Are customers, like, literally that becomes their food source and they clear out the kitchen?
Yeah, I think it becomes the main source of fuel of their eating. I'm going to tap a little bit here into some history when it comes to the meal, the meals are prepared meals in the United States. So the first actual TV dinner came out in 1954. And it took about 28 years to develop into microwavable TV dinners. So that was 1954 all the way to 1986 is when the first microwavable dinner came out. And fast forward another 28 years in 2015, Trifecta was born. So I think it's like this perfect evolution of not only what the technology of food in America has been undergoing or going through, but also, you know, we've had to adapt to the ever evolving, fast paced life that Americans have. Right. It's really crazy to see how in the United States, there's this culture of go, 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 hustle, hustle, do, do, do. And that's why there's so many amazing companies that come out from the United States. That's something that I think all the world looks up to. And so the convenience aspect of Trifecta is that we deliver fresh, never frozen. So there's no preservatives of any kind. We make sure like our process to vet all of our ingredients is very detailed. Fresh meals, macro balanced directly to your house on a box. It arrives fresh. And the only thing you need to do is reheat it in a skillet, in an air fryer, if you need to, in a microwave. So it's that convenience aspect that Americans currently, and since the 1970s, have been really seeking.
What do you find like satiates? I mean, I think the biggest problem we have as Americans, right, is we just keep eating. We overeat. So we get this perfectly balanced meal comes from Trifecta. Better than somebody in your house cooking it, because then you really could overeat, right? But what if it just, what if you still want more? I saw my son yesterday during this camp. He's like, Dad, I'll do 1,000 burpees for a box of Oreos. You know what I mean? Like, that's our weakness.
Yeah. I mean, my personal belief is that there shouldn't be a moral weight on food, right? It's, food is not bad. I think the excess use, the excess eating, the excessive eating, or the excessive, not allowing yourself in a very excessive way of eating certain foods that you don't like. That's where, you know, those extremes yield to people sort of over or under eating. So I think personally, you know, the best diet is the diet you can stick to for the longest period of time for the rest of your life. So it's okay that you eat the cookies. It's okay that, you know, you indulge in the pizza and whatnot. It's about the long-term aspect of things. But I think your son's a wrestler, right? And so he's probably like, wrestlers burn so many calories. So I think he'll be all right.
All right. I got a question for you. Processed foods. I think if I could somehow snap my fingers in my house and everything was fresh, like you described, you know, Trifecta meals. So if I just had fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, I don't know if rice came in a box. Is that processed? How do we define processed?
That's a great question. I can talk. I'll try to be brief because I'm so passionate about this. I can talk about it a lot. So the way I describe this to people is, if you look at the ingredient list of anything, it tells you the story of that food. It tells you where it's been, how it's been taken care of, or how it arrived to your hands at that very moment. And the more sub-ingredients you see within the ingredient, for example, if rice has, you know, white rice, corn syrup, anti-caking agent, B vitamin B, vitamin B1, thiamine, so on and so forth, then you're seeing a higher or highly processed food. But if you see a rice bag that just says in the ingredients rice, then it's just the product that nature gave us, that it was intended to be. So I think that is a differentiation that we should have in mind when looking and thinking about processed foods. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So as long as the ingredient is that thing you're consuming, right? And it's not 50 different ingredients that make up a soft cookie.
Right.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. Should you brought up wrestler? My boys wrestle. My girls play soccer. Are there different diets? Like, do you guys figure out there are different diets depending on your sport, depending on what you do in life?
You know that sleep is critically important. It's also important to remember that what gets measured gets managed. I'm Dr. Matt Dawson with Wild Health, Spartan's official healthcare partner. The best way to know if you're getting a great night's sleep is, are you waking up refreshed and without an alarm? But if you want to dig in deeper and get more quantified, or if you are having sleep problems, a sleep tracker may be great for you. You may know that you're having trouble falling asleep, but what you may not know is that you're having real issues with deep sleep or REM sleep. And those do different things. Deep sleep is the restorative sleep we get, and REM is really important, for example, for learning and memory. So making sure that all of your sleep architecture is optimized is an important thing to know. And anytime we have a problem, getting to the root and what it is important to start with. If it's deep sleep, for example, it's probably an issue with the first half of your night's sleep, and we can work on that. If it's REM sleep, for example, then it's probably that you're just waking up with an alarm and cutting off that section of sleep where you could be getting more REM sleep. And both of those are important. You also are going to hear tip after tip from podcasts and magazine and other places on what can optimize sleep. And it's good to know what works for you. Having a sleep tracker allows you to do N of one experiments to see if CBD or magnesium or these other things work for you. Try them for a week with your tracker and see how it affects your deep sleep, REM sleep, and total sleep. You shouldn't need a device to have good health and optimize your sleep, but it may be a great investment of your time and money, at least for a little bit of time, for a few months, to run these experiments and to see how to optimize your sleep, which is going to pay off for years and the rest of your life.
Wild Health, the official healthcare provider of Spartan. We'll be right back to this interview, but first a little bit from today's sponsor, Honeystinger. They have a special deal for Spartan Up listeners. Use the code SpartanAthlete30 at honeystinger.com to save 30%. Honeystinger's waffles, energy chews, gels, and bars provide the fuel you need to push harder and go farther. For training and for racing, convenient nutrition that tastes great and works. Honeystinger is Spartan's official on-course nutrition because it's made with delicious honey and organic ingredients. Honey is an excellent refueling source, entering your bloodstream quickly, restoring depleted glycogen levels. Spartan's official on-course nutrition will elevate your performance for training and race day with honey-focused products. So go to honeystinger.com and use that code SpartanAthlete30 to save 30% off your organic waffles, chews, gels, bars, and hydration. All right, back to the interview.
Are there different diets? Like, do you guys figure out there are different diets depending on your sport, depending on what you do in life?
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it diet because I think there's a negative connotation attached to diet. You know, it's like you're restricting yourself or you're sticking to this plan that for this certain period of time. It's more so how you feel, what the requirements of the sport are for fuel, for energy. Again, I'm going to go back to the example of the car. Like if a Formula One car is racing versus if I'm driving my car from, you know, LA to Sacramento, there's definitely different fuel requirements. One is going to be long-term. The other one needs to be explosive. So for wrestlers and for soccer players, it's very different. There's very different body compositions. So to answer your question, there are different carbs, proteins, and fat requirements for each sport that have been identified and that dietitians put into place.
Then if we layer in there, if there's a matrix, if we layer in there, once the science becomes a little more advanced around genetics, DNA, combined with sport, mm-hmm. then you've really got something, right?
Yeah, and I think we don't even have to go that deep to best fuel the body. I think we also need to pay attention and pay tribute to the basics of nutrition, you know, energy output versus energy input, you know, calories in versus calorie out, macronutrient balance, nutrient timing. All these basics, especially for athletes or for people that are very active, still hold truth and will forever hold truth because there are the laws of thermodynamics that the body is inherently tied down to because that's how we process energy. So once those general basic sort of rules of or laws of nutrition are met and one understands how to feed and fuel the body properly, I think that we can look at the minutia. It's kind of like when in cooking, like if you don't understand your basic knife cuts, how are you going to make a little pearl made out of, you know, an oil that just drops and explodes in your mouth? How are you going to go into the modern stuff? So that's my take on that.
Well, I love it. So what would you recommend for the average folks, maybe they're not an athlete. They want to be fitter. They don't know what to eat. Like, give me some basics that really just apply to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think the very basic for everyone should be to, you know, look under the hood, get a blood exam and get a DEXA scan so that they can see their body composition. Once there is data, once you can see where your body's at, then one can start adjusting. Okay, should I be gaining more weight, meaning more muscle, putting on more muscle? Should I maintain my health or improve my health by maintaining my weight, or should I lose weight? You know, those are sort of the three mindsets to have when it comes to the human health overall. And then it's pretty much what I just mentioned. You know, first is calorie control, understanding how many calories you need to eat. And by getting a DEXA scan and knowing exactly what your body composition is, then it's very easy to figure out your calorie needs for the day. Then after that is conquered, we can go into macronutrient balance, meaning knowing exactly how much fat, how many carbs, and how much protein to consume every single day, and learning that process. And then lastly, along with that, and it's not like it's one, two, three. They're kind of, you know, they go hand in hand, vertically sort of integrated amongst each other. I would say staying active, whether that's walking, whether that's going to the gym, it's finding something that one likes to do and sticking to that for the longest period of time. It should be enjoyable.
Consistency and duration is the key. That's the problem, right? We all start out on January 1st. We last 20 something days and then we're out.
Yeah. And it's funny what you like. Like, what kind of exercise do you like, Joe?
I get on kicks. Right now, the last 10 days, my kick has been Murph every day with the kids.
that is respect, man.
I get on crazy kicks, you know. The prior 100 days to that, I was on the Airdyne bike every single day in the wrestling room watching the kids, 300 calories. And so for 3 years, I carried a kettlebell everywhere. For 7 years, I did 300 burpees every morning. Like, I just get on crazy kicks, you know?
Wow. But you enjoy it, right? Like, and as soon as you're done with that, like, you move on to the next thing, but you're still being active.
The DNA test that was just revealed before I got on the phone with you said, I understand why I enjoy it. I have certain receptors that give me so much joy post doing something hard. A lot of people don't have those, that response. I'm ashamed to say, according to my DNA, it's a little easier for me to do hard things.
The post high those endorphins.
Yeah. All right. And inquiring minds want to know. Give me the perfect breakfast, the perfect lunch, the perfect dinner. Forget about the sport I'm into. Forget about my genetics. Give me the best you got.
Perfect. Okay. So you always want to have a breakfast that is high in protein. There are studies that suggest that by front loading protein into your day, you will help lessen your cravings during the day. So you're going to feel satiated for the entire day a little bit better. And you're going to help support your lean body mass. So I would say a 2-to-1 to 3-to-1 ratio of protein to carbs in the morning. I always like adding vegetables because vegetables are your friends. And then for lunch and dinner, 4 to 6 ounces of protein. I would say 1.5 cups of carbohydrates, 1/2 cup of vegetables, and then your fat, whether it's a sauce, avocado, and nuts and seeds as a complementary sort of flavoring agent to your meals. That's what I would do.
That's easy. That's too easy. I need you guys to send me a trifecta meal, maybe something that's, loaded with barbed wire and really difficult to eat.
Well, I don't think those will pass our X-ray machines, but hey, I'll talk to Greg and see if we can do something for you.
Where do you cook everything? Where do you prepare it?
So our headquarters are in Sacramento, California, and our main massive kitchen is in Anaheim.
And you ship everything from California?
Yep, we ship nationwide everything from California. A bright orange box arrives to all of our customers' doors every Friday.
I love it. I mean, we in a normalized year, we have like 1.5 million people registering for races. this year, because we're coming out of COVID, it'll only be like 1.1 million. There's still a lot of people stuck on the couch. They grew roots, apparently. but we could take those million plus people, and I would imagine at least for 2-3 weeks before they race, maybe 4 weeks, they probably want some healthy meals, you know, to get ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting ready for a Spartan race is, it takes a little bit of a plan. You know, I was going to do the one in Hawaii, but then I didn't have a plan, so I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll see you there. How about that, Joe?
I would meet you there. I will give you a plan. I promise you, I'll give you a plan that'll help you crush it.
Okay. We'll send you the food and, you know, we'll tackle it that way.
And we're having a luau the night before that event. Let's do a trifecta luau the night before the Hawaii race.
I like that idea.
How did I find you? How did I find Trifecta?
At Trifecta on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter, Trifecta Nutrition. And then our website is trifectanutrition.com.
You're awesome. All right. Well, I will see you at the luau in Hawaii. Shoot me an email. Everybody knows my email, joe@spartan.com. I'll give you a quick training plan. You're going to crush it.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Honey Stinger, made with organic honey and delicious ingredients. Use the code SPARTANATHLETE30 at honeystinger.com for 30% off to help you sweeten the burn. Maximize energy, optimize nutrition, and improve performance with Wild Health. Personalized precision healthcare built for Spartans. You'll get a personalized health plan based on your DNA and biometrics, and the support of a team of health experts. Sign up at wildhealth.com with the code SPARTAN10 to save 10%.